It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8. We're going to begin reading today with the verse 35, Romans 8:35. And so please that you would open your Bibles to that, Romans 8:35. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us, the phone number here is 217-847-2717. If you would like to check our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. Please visit. We've got many studies, our Constitution, the plan of salvation. Please take a look at that, and I hope that you enjoy it. Hope it brings you to salvation and to know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, and I hope that it also, as well, will help you to grow. And if you'd like to email us, you can email us at parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Romans chapter 8, verse 35. Romans 8, 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And we're going to continue here just a little bit in chapter 9. I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost, that I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. For I could wish that myself were accursed from Christ, if my brethren, my kinsmen, according to the flesh, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promise, whose are the fathers, and of whom are concerning the flesh Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. We will stop with the reading there and begin with prayer. Father, thank you today that we can come and enjoy this precious time together. I just ask that you'll guide and lead us through this study. We have to have the leadership of your Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to guide and lead us through this precious Word. So please, dear Lord, just protect us today and take all the things of the world away from us so we can just spend some time with you, enjoy the precious study, and come to know you if we don't, because there is no better friend. There is no one that is so loving and kind as Father, you are, your Son. Please, you have died, your Son has died on the cross to save us. He finished that work upon the cross. We just need to trust and believe in that precious shed blood that he shed on Calvary for us, that we can be born again. We just need to come by faith and have that personal relationship and then enjoy this wonderful walk. That's when you really learn and know the Word of God and can understand the Word of God, when the Spirit of God guides us. Must be born again first. Then the Spirit comes to live within your heart and will guide and lead us. Father, please touch our hearts today as we enjoy this study, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have quite a verse here. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or the sword? You know, we have went through these verses of Scripture into the verse 37, but we're going to review just a little bit because we need to understand the great love that Christ has for us. And this love is Christ's love to us, not ours to him. And we need to understand that the Lord Jesus Christ loved us. God the Father loved us before we were lovable. We were not someone that was kind and trusting and wanted to know Jesus. We were just the opposite. He sent his Son that he would die on the cross to save us so that we could have our sins forgiven. And when the Spirit of God comes to live within our heart for the first time now, we have victory. But it's all a work that God does with us. It's not us working and saying, okay, God, I'm ready to come to you. God is drawing you. God drew me, and it was my opportunity and my responsibility for me to say, yes, I believe. And when that takes place, then you are born again. And as the scripture said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? The answer to that is no. Let's look just a little bit here, because we have looked up these words last time we were together. Understand that God's love never has changed, nor ever will it change. And so if we face tribulation, is that going to separate us from the love of God? No. Tribulation is burdened or troubled or pressured. And then the next is distress. Will distress separate us from the love of God? God's love never changes. God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son to die for us. And his love has never been weakened. It's never changed. And so if we're under distress or anguish, please understand that whether it's the soul, the spirit, the body, whatever is under distress, God's love is never changing. It is always the same. His great love is poured out upon us. And we, once we come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, he keeps us and he gives us that full strength. If there's a time that we don't feel his love, it's because of me. But you see, his love does not depend. Again, it is Christ's love to me. It's Christ's love to us, not ours to him. He is the one that stated, if you believe, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you would trust in the Lord Jesus, if you would call upon him. We have such wonderful verses of scripture in just a couple of chapters to come, and I'm really looking forward to that study, Romans chapter 10. And in that chapter, if we begin up with the 8th verse, but what saith it? This is Romans 10 verse 8. What saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture said, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Jesus bought and paid for us on Calvary. God the Father set it up, and the Son was obedient, and we reap the benefits. Please believe. And there is no one, color, race, it doesn't matter. All are welcome to come by faith to Jesus and receive that wonderful gift of salvation, eternal life. But life now, it says eternal life, that means right now. It begins now. The victory and the joy and the peace that comes is right now. So please that you will enjoy that and understand that when you come under tribulation, you come under distress, that God's love doesn't change. It's always there. So call upon it. Depend upon it. because he will never leave you nor forsake you. Persecution, being pursued. If we are being persecuted beyond what we think we can handle and what we can, it just doesn't seem like we can take anymore. God's love is right there. Please depend upon it, because that will help the tribulation, the distress, and the persecution. Whatever you're going through, that weight, that load will be so lifted because you have turned it over to the Lord and says, Lord, here, I am yours. You love me. I love you. Again, it does not hold to the love you have for God. Once you come by faith to Jesus, you should always have a love for him. But if the tribulation gets difficult, the distress gets tough, the persecution is there, sometimes we weaken and we begin to wonder and question. But please don't, because our God is there and his love is never changing. You can depend upon that. Your life can and should depend upon that. Famine, being destitute, with great hunger, all these, nakedness, you know, you reach a place that you have nothing. Doesn't matter. Peril, danger, strife, you know, the sword, whether it's strife or a knife or whether it's some kind of judicial punishment, please, call upon the Lord Jesus. Be saved. Be born again. I don't know your circumstances. I don't know where you're at today, but I know who you need. You need the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and he will see you through whatever your situation. Will you have to pay the consequences for something you've done? Yes, you will, but God will give you the strength to go through it. You can't escape something that you have done, but God gives you the strength because maybe you've broken the law and you're paying that price. And you think, boy, if I get saved, then God will just take me out of here and set me free again. He'll set you free, but it's free from that burden and free from that load of sin, and he will give you a forgiving heart. And he'll give you a strength and a peace to face whatever you need to face. That's what he'll do. None can separate us. And when we look down here in verse 36, here's some of the things that have taken place. For thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Oh, the persecution. And you'll find that is Psalms 44:22 is a quote that Paul is using here. Butchered by the sword, fed to the lions, burned at the stake. Yet, our God is always there. You say, what kind of a God is that that'll let those things go through? It's the world. The world hates us. God has placed us down here to be a witness and a testimony for him. And when we are, the world has such a hatred for us that they would rather kill us than look at us. But our God's going to protect us. Now, if I am killed for the name of Jesus Christ, I go right into his presence. That is not a problem. We need to understand that we need to come by faith to Jesus. Jesus is the one that can save us. But if you reject Jesus, if you reject his salvation, there is nothing God the Father can do, because he has given you everything through his Son. And if you don't accept that as your personal Savior, and you've went another way, you're going to go straight to hell, straight to the place of torment, and spend the rest of the days there awaiting the final judgment, that if the rapture of the church would take place right now, it'd be 1,007 years from now. And that final judgment, you're going to stand before him. The books are going to be open. In other words, every work, everything you've done is going to be judged. And then the book is going to be opened. And that's the important one, is the book, because that is the book of life. And if your name isn't written there, how does it get written there? By you coming by faith to Jesus. That's how your name gets recorded. So please look to Jesus today and trust in him. Please look and trust in him. Such persecution has brought us a deeper love. In other words, the more we're persecuted, you can turn away and say, God, where are you? Or you can turn to him. And if you turn to him, you're going to feel a power and a strength that's going to carry you through whatever you have to face. What a wonderful opportunity we have to have a God, because we're going to, through trial and tribulation, we experience his love. I know his love greater today because of my life, because of trials I've been through. I know him better today. I love his word. I study his word. I preach his word. I teach his word. He is my personal Savior, and I know him personally. Because I know the Lord Jesus, I know God the Father, and the Holy Spirit's the one that helps me teach the way and the support and the strength that he has for me. So please, look to the Lord Jesus. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. Got a couple of verses of Scripture here that we're going to look at, and then we'll get on with verse 37. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. 20:24. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear to myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. That's the way Paul looked at it. What a wonderful opportunity! Or as we begin to walk each day, and now we have 2 Timothy, and we go back. We have 1 and 2 Thessalonians, 1 and 2 Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. For I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing, looking for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul is looking for the coming. He was looking when he was alive, and he is in his presence right now, but there's going to be a bodily resurrection that'll take place as well. And so he is looking forward to that, the crown of righteousness. We are looking for him to return. And so the joy of these crowns are not to puff ourselves up and put a trophy on the mantle. These are things that we're going to receive because of our service, because of our love for our Lord Jesus and God the Father. And when we possess that, we will get rewards, we'll get crowns, as it says here. And as those crowns are given us, we will have something to lay at his feet when that day comes. And I hope that I have things to lay at his feet. I love serving him. I'm not doing it for a reward for myself. I'm doing it that I'll have something to give back to him, to show him my love that I have. So please that you look. Those, both of those are Paul. Now back here to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And we're looking at now verse 37. It says, "Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." How's God the Father show his love? Through his Son. If you say that God wouldn't condemn anybody to hell, you're correct with that, because you're condemning yourself. You're condemning yourself. If you want to know the love of God, you must know the Son. You cannot know God the Father unless you know the Son. You cannot talk to God the Father unless you go to the Son first and trust in Him. So please understand that. You know, we have here in verse 35 a question. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And then in verse 36, we have a statement. For thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Now in verse 37, we have the answer. Nay, in all things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So the answer is no. What can separate us from the love of God? Nothing. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. So the answer is no. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us by Christ's strength. Understand, it is all through God's power, God's strength, a strength and a power that we have the opportunity to receive because Jesus died on the cross. Because a work that God the Father had set in place before the foundations of the world of how he would save us. And it was through his Son, and it was through an old rugged cross. Jesus died there for you and for me so we could be saved. We didn't need to take care of our sin. We're lost sinners. We need to be saved, born again. So please, come by faith to Jesus. So the answer is no. So we have the question, we have a statement in verse 36, and we have the answer to that question, no. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ because we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now verse 38 and 39, I just read it, we'll read it again. For I am persuaded, Paul is certain, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Once again, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We have death. I am persuaded that neither death cannot separate us. Life, nothing in this life. Angels, even angels. Once you come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ, there is nothing that can separate you from his love and from his power. Principalities we have next. Nor principalities, that's magistrates, that's the chief, people in an authority. Powers is next. The word powers, you know, the strength, ability, you know, there's many things. However wicked they may be, it cannot separate us from the love of God. And it says the things present. You know, what is there that gets in the road of you walking with the Lord Jesus? Now, I'm not talking about salvation. Salvation is something that comes. The Spirit of God introduces you to the Lord Jesus. And in that process, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, shows you who you are. And once you realize that, you have to recognize that you're lost. He come to seek and to save those that are lost. Well, we know that's everyone. But unless you recognize that you're lost, you don't need to be saved. You don't need to be found. You are lost, but unless you recognize it, you will not ever come by faith to Jesus. And I want you to. And so, see, that's the work of the Holy Spirit. It's nothing that you do because we are wicked and evil always. Some of us cover it better than others. But that wickedness, that lost condition, that separated from God, we need to take care of. And we can do that through the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So we need to come by faith and trust in him. We need to look to him. And once we come by faith to him and we're born again, then we begin this walk. And so that is when these things we're talking about here come into the picture. And when we talk about things present, what is it that becomes a problem for you? Is it lust or liquor or gambling? What sin is there that keeps you from growing? Once you become a child of God, you're a child of God. But as we read back when Paul, he wants those crowns. I want you to have the crowns. I want you to grow and know the Lord Jesus. But what is it that is present that is taking these things, that's sucking that life away from you, that joy and that peace, something in this world, or things to come? Things to come, any wicked part, any wicked intervention, all hell and all its power cannot separate you from the love of God. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come. And then it continues, nor heights, nor height. You know, there's nothing in the heavens that can separate or will separate you from the love of God. Nor depth. Oh, you go all the way to hell. And there's nothing between here and hell that can separate you from the love of God. Nor any other creature. You name it. You suggest it. You manufacture it. Nothing. No creature. No created thing can separate you from the love of God. We need to mark it and mark it well. The love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, holds us and keeps us. Please, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. As we look at this promise and look at these words, trust in Him today. When we move to the next chapter, it opens in Christ Jesus. I say the truth in Christ. And if you'll notice, verse 39 is closed in Christ Jesus. What a wonderful picture we have. What a wonderful word we have here. And it begins, you know, we get this promise, the security of a believer. I want you to be born again. I want you to come by faith to Jesus. But then I want you to understand that once you have come, Jesus keeps you. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit. We have the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. They're all three, one, yet three separate persons. But we are locked, we are kept in Him, never to be separated. And we've looked through everything imaginable here that could take us away. And the Word of God is so clear, nothing. Nothing. So serve Him, praise Him. And again, the close of this, to confirm it, is in Christ Jesus. Everything should be in Christ. And so now here we begin. And I say the truth in Christ. Paul is certain in Christ. He says, I lie not. My conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Ghost. Remember I said, when you're born again, the Spirit of God comes to live within your heart. Do you remember that? The Spirit of God comes to live within your heart. And that witness, that testimony of the Spirit of God, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not. My conscience also bear me witness in the Holy Ghost. I know it. I hope you know it. I hope you've come by faith to Jesus and you know it. That I have great heaviness and continual sorrow in my heart. Why does Paul have sorrow in his heart? It's because his brethren, and I'm speaking of his people, the Jews, they are continually rejecting the cross. Or if they trust in the cross, they continue to add something to it. And many today do the same. We must be baptized to be saved. We must do this to be saved. We must do this to keep saved. All that is saying that the grace of God and the power of God is not enough for my salvation. And it is. you need to come by faith to Jesus today and begin to walk with him no matter what your nationality, color matters not. Jesus loves you. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?